The framework nuclear deal reached with Iran this week may have huge implications for global war and peace. But already people are worrying about the implications for global markets. You see, Iran sits on the fourth largest oil reserves in the world. And if sanctions get lifted, that could dump a lot more oil into an already saturated market. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
The lifting of the sanctions, if and when it happens, is critical to Iran's oil industry. Cliff Kupchan, a senior Iran analyst at the Eurasia Group, says oil exports brought in about 40% of the government's revenues. He says since sanctions were tightened in 2012, Iran's oil exports have fallen by almost a half, crippling the economy.
That's roughly now about 1.2 million barrels a day that's off market. It's a lot of money. It's about $1.6 billion a month in oil revenue that they're being denied.
That oil could hit the global market when there's already a glut of crude. Michael Levy, an energy specialist at the Council on Foreign Relations, says any additional source of oil is going to keep the prices low, which will make it tougher on producers.
There is a sense that this will come back on over time if a final deal is reached. And there's some sense out there of the pace at which it might come back on. There's obviously going to be surprises, but this might not be as big of a shock to the system as a lot of people imagine.
Suzanne Maloney, an Iran specialist at the Brookings Institution, says even if a final deal is signed by the end of June, don't expect an extra million barrels of oil a day to immediately flood the global market.
I think that what we're likely to see is a considerable time lag between any deal that may be signed in late June or in the weeks thereafter and a significant return of Iranian crude to the market.
Maloney says it could be several years before Iran is back up to full speed, producing roughly 2.5 million barrels of oil a day.
It will take some time for the regulatory framework to be devised to permit and unravel the sanctions, particularly on the European side. And then we'll have to wait some time for Iran to begin to conclude some purchases and to re-expand its production, because a number of wells were shut in as a result of a shrunken export market.
The timing and phasing in of sanctions relief will depend largely on whether Iran sticks to commitments made in a final deal. Michael Levy says it will take more than just lifting sanctions on oil to get companies to do business with Iran again. There's a complicated network of financial sanctions that also will need to be lifted in order for Iran to attract investors.
The oil industry will certainly be interested in returning to Iran, but I suspect they will take their time to do that. If you make big moves and put in place big investments and all of a sudden there is a conflict between Iran and the West and sanctions are reimposed, you are in deep trouble.
Levy says Iran may also try to lure new investment to develop its natural gas reserves, some of the largest in the world. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.